Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe in life after love? This is a banger. I'm sorry. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is the first song I remember them using auto-tune as like a specific affect on the voice in the song. They had used auto-tune to fix people's pitch, but actually hear the auto-tune. And now, it's like every SoundCloud rapper or whatever, they all use auto-tune.
But it's out of control.
Cher was the first one.
It's even ruining country music.
Oh, is it? Are they using it in country too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know they use it in the studio, but they do the thing on the voice where you hear it going up and down.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Used to be a proud country.
Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, of course, we're talking a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles as they're playing in the Super Bowl, but being the official Flyer show in the city does come with a certain responsibility that we do not shirk. So, it's Wednesday at 3:30. We bring our guy Broads on, do a little Flyers in 50, which is where we give him the chance to talk about the Flyers for 50 seconds. Broads, Hunter Brody, what's up, brother?
What's going on?
Yeah. What up, Broads?
What's up, Ike? What the hell are we doing today? You think we're actually going to talk Flyers? We're about to go to the Super Bowl, dude. Come on. We got to do Birds with Broads, maybe Flying High with Broads. That
okay.
Can play right into my Kush stuff as well.
Wow.
Kush.
Yeah, you know, Broads.
Yeah, I love to sit at home, smoke up, and listen to some Wu-Tang.
Oh, wow. Well, what if I like to smoke and listen to Ike, Spike, and Fred?
Oh, well, that's fine.
That's the preferred way to listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Holy
cow.
Like I'm high every time I listen to you guys. Jesus.
Yeah. So we're going to do Birds in 50? Is that what we're going to do?
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
I don't know. But since I make the executive decisions around here throughout 3:30 to 3:34,
yeah.
Why don't you just pretend... I don't know. I'm Elliot. Like, throw some questions at me. How do you feel, bro? It's about the big game coming up. Bro, how great is Jalen Hurts? Bro, it's Nick Sirianni, one hell of a leader, right? I don't know. Ask me a damn question about our football team.
I got a question.
Uh-oh.
Hit me.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I guess I can do it off the fly. Joshua Harris not only loses in the NFC Championship game, how painful is it to lose to the Birds? Oh, and then you follow it up with a loss to the Fly Guys. They were up 3-0, 1+ periods into the action. Risto picks up a couple of apples. You kidding me? They face off again tonight in Newark. So we'll see how that goes. A little back-to-back with the Islanders Thursday night. Tony DeAngelo gets re-signed into the NHL, so we'll see a former teammate. That'll be interesting. Big question for the Fly guys. Danny at the deadline. What's the real direction here? We got season ticket prices going up. We got gritty store stuff happening at the Wells Fargo Center. But what the hell is the real direction of this hockey team? Because I have some serious questions. And if I wasn't all footballed up, I'd probably be
there it is.
Oh, that was some good stuff.
Football? Thank you. I want to talk football. My hand's in the dirt, damn it. My hand is in the dirt thinking about my quarterback who's going to go beat Andy Reid's ass.
Mm, sounds like he wants to talk.
Yeah, bro, so how are you feeling about it? Does it mean anything more to you that it's Andy on the other side beating Andy Reid?
Yes, you kidding me? Yeah. Yes, 1,000%. And knowing Nick is such a competitor, you don't think he wants to beat Andy, not only just because of the loss a few years ago, but if Nick Sirianni wins this game, and he has 2 Super Bowl appearances in 3 years, and 1 Super Bowl to his name, he's the best Eagles coach in history, no?
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
He has a strong hold on it.
Yes.
But I think you still need the... You can't have the early exit like we had with Doug.
Yeah, he's got to be here, I think, 3 more years, 4 more years.
Least.
And if he could do that and have some... I don't think he needs to win another Super Bowl or anything, but he needs to have a few... It can't go bad after winning the Super Bowl, I think. I think Ike's right. It can't just take a downturn and he gets fired in 2 years. He's got to be at least 3-4 more years and have a couple of significant winning seasons in there, and I think he would be cemented as the best coach in Eagles history.
Yeah, and guess what? I think he could do it. If he can have this team rally and get to the Super Bowl this quickly after that collapse last year, and even the pain of losing a Super Bowl 2 years ago, it's hard to get up from that. So if he's able to do that, I mean, off of a Super Bowl win, hypothetically, we're good. I feel great. Look at this. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni. You kidding me? These two together? This is beautiful.
Yeah, who'd have guessed? Who'd have guessed? Especially the end of last year, you know?
I know.
Jalen and Nick going hand in hand. I can't wait to see them not hug after the Super Bowl.
I'll put my hand up. Through the first 4 weeks, I was calling for Nick Sirianni to be gone. But once I saw his strengths, this dude's connection, the way I label it, I really think his togetherness and the family and the culture that he builds is equivalent to whatever Kyle Shanahan's sexiness is in regards to the scheme and Sean McVay with the pre-snap motion, all that awesome offense. Nick just has an elite skill set that's in a different way. And when he maximizes it, this team is unbelievable. He really does have an elite strength. It's just not the norm. You know, it's not the football, which is weird, but it works.
Well, it's certainly worked so far. And I would say the only difference is that you have to make sure that you find a good offensive coordinator as well, which is as somebody like McVay, you don't need to do that.
Right. You don't worry about it.
Right. Yeah. All right. Broads, when are you back on the air here?
Tonight, 10 o'clock. We got 4 hours, baby.
There you go. Four hours of Flyers tonight on WIP.
A little back-to-back. You know, Joel won't show up. I'll show up. Wednesday, Thursday action.
All right.
Ooh, boy.
Let's have your Flyers make the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
All right, buddy. All right, there he is. Hunter Brody. Brodes. Thank you, Brodes.
All right, Brodes.
See you, fellas.
Brodes 81 on Twitter is Brodes.
He's a Kush man.
He's pumped up about the Eagles, man.
Oh, yeah.
A little thirsty.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, everybody's great.
Oh, the best ever.
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
Can someone just have a hard look at this thing?
Yeah. Homie, this ain't YouTube. You know?
Yeah, it's a real radio.
Yeah, come on.
It's the reason why you're here.
Well, y'all are rough, man.
Well, you just kept on and on. Nick's elite. This,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I will be much more willing to say Sirianni's elite than the quarterback.
Jalen.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Nick gets to go into elite status
sure.
as a coach?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm over it. I love Nick.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's one bridge crossed.
Yeah.
He took the lesser of the two evils for you, huh? Yeah.
Well, I like Nick.
Well, yeah. But you didn't.
I know. Yeah, no, I know. I'm shocked he's still here, frankly. But
you forget I've been here with you the whole time.
Yeah, I do forget that. Yeah.
Well, Nick's got that. Nick's got the doofus. When you're winning, so when you're losing, the doofus stuff is very annoying. When you're winning, it's sort of charming. Yeah. And I think that
that's how it goes.
The difference with from a personality standpoint, there's such an obvious difference between Nick and Jalen in that I feel like I know exactly who Nick is.
Nick's real. He doesn't mind being vulnerable and showing you his other side. It's kind of hard for him to keep that in.
Yes, that's been the issue. Is it keeping in the other
side? And by the way, Nick, if you win the Super Bowl, you can bring your kids to the podium. We can knock this.
Oh, please do.
You should. You should. It'd be a great moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all bullied the man out of having his kids at the podium
Don't
for
say
the
y'all.
Championship.
There was
game,
one person,
man.
It was Mike Sielski.
I tell you, this show is out of control.
What?
We don't hide anything. He's just throwing out names.
Well, he called out Mike in the press
said it was
conference.
His name.
Yes.
Yeah, oh. He said Mike.
Yes,
he
yes,
said Mike.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Just kidding, Mike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. RC and Glenn Mills, you're on WIP. What's up, RC?
Spike, Ike, Fritz, what's going on, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, RC?
Spike. Yeah. I mean, listen, let's get this straight. I had guys on Twitter telling me,
oh, no.
Don't let Spike off the hook. Go at him.
Oh, Twitter.
After my tweet on Sunday at you and DeCameron.
Wait, what was your I don't know what your tweet was. What tweet
I
was
just,
it?
I just said, what are you going to say now? What are you going to say about Jalen now?
He played great on Sunday. I already said times.
Okay, you've said it. You've said it 100 times.
Yeah.
You said it 100 times, Spike.
Yeah.
But you continually, and Ike tried to put you in your place before long talking Chuck today. He tried putting you in your place.
Yeah.
He tried putting you in your place because you want to put these guys, the Burrows and the Allens and the Lamars and those guys so far above him, yet they haven't won anything.
Well, so as of now, has not won a Super Bowl either. So
correct. I'm sorry. We're talking 2 weeks from now.
If they went, yes, I will give him credit for doing it. I don't understand. It doesn't make the other games go away. You know, like when he plays great.
Well, it's supposed to.
Well, when he plays great on this past Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, well, see, and then all I have to do is point to the other games and go, well, these games exist too. They're all part of him. So I don't.
But winning
not,
the Super Bowl should make
no.
Here's some of those.
Here's
games
where
go
it
away.
Changes. Where it changes for me if they win the Super Bowl is I don't think they need to make a change in the next 3 years or 5 years to go back to there. They found a way to do this. That is different. But to me, that's different, and that's a change for me, RC. So you know, like I did not think they could do it with him there. I didn't. But that doesn't mean that he is automatically an elite quarterback. There's just a different thing. Dirk Nowitzki won a championship. Nobody said he's one of the four best players in the game. Jason Tatum won a championship last year. Nobody says he's one of the four best players in the game. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl. There's a lot of guys that do it. The thing that would change for me is, okay, we can do it this way. And that's good. That's more than I thought.
You don't think Jason Tatum is one of the best five players in the game?
Well, I would go back and look now, but I don't think when he won the championship, nobody elevated him to that. You know,
that's because whatchamacallit won the MVP.
Jalen Brown won the MVP, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I don't. I just think like
I would have Tatum as a top five player in the game.
I would have to go back and look. Yeah. It also changes it with Embiid, you know, not playing
course,
at all.
Yeah.
You
of
know,
course.
And there's nobody there. So I don't know what you want me to say. I don't. And by the way, RC, I'm not saying they should get rid of him. And I'm not like I don't. Bring up these other guys unless I'm questioned on it. If you ask me who's better, I'm going to tell you who I think is better. That's just it. But it doesn't mean...
You're right. I think it's your definition of better with a pro athlete like Ike would contest. What do you mean better? You brought it up. You brought up Joe Flacco twice in this segment.
Yes.
Not just with me. You brought him up twice. How many Super Bowls did Joe Flacco go to? I'll wait.
He won one Super Bowl and he went to two.
Okay,
he went to two? He went
no,
to
he
one.
Went to one.
He went to one. He went to one.
He went to one. Yeah. I was going to correct him. He went to one.
Okay.
He went to one. Okay. How many wins did Joe Flacco have in 5 years?
No, you're not listening to me, RC. You're not going to change my mind. We're here and you're not going to change my mind. I respect your opinion, but I don't think winning the Super Bowl automatically makes you an elite quarterback. I just don't.
Does it make Nick Sirianni an elite head coach?
I think Nick Sirianni is an elite head coach. Not every head coach that has won a Super Bowl is an elite head coach.
I'm not the smartest guy.
Brian Billick is not an elite head coach. Barry Switzer's not an elite head coach. There's a lot of guys who have won Super Bowls that are not elite head coaches. We don't think Doug Peterson is an elite head coach. Right? Here's what I'm saying. To me, an elite quarterback is a quarterback whose entire offense is based on what that quarterback does. They're the center of the offense. Jalen is not the center of this offense. Saquon is. That's it.
Who's the leader of the offense?
Well, it's not Jalen.
It's not Jalen. He doesn't make the checks.
Well, that's his job. But like in 22, when it was Jason Kelce making the checks, you didn't say he was the leader of the offense, did you?
I most certainly did.
Oh, stop. Stop. Just stop. It's okay. It's okay where he is. He's good. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yes.
You need to just, come on, Spike. You need to reevaluate this after they whip Andy Reid.
Okay. Well, trust me, you are not the only person.
And they win the Super Bowl, yes. RC. We're going elite.
Yeah, we're going to have four months of it.
Saying.
All right.
And then give me Madonna. Give me Madonna.
That's
a top one.
That's a great one. And when he said Madonna is, we're looking for people who are known only by one name, as it is Oprah's birthday, who is only known by one name.
So if I were to ask you.
Oh, boy. Here, can I do Gaeta first?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know you had one.
Yeah. So we will continue this after we talk about Gaeta. And it was freezing last week. You remember how cold it was? 5 degrees. Your heating bill is going through the roof because you haven't replaced your old drafty windows. It's a shame. Your family is embarrassed by you. You should do, because you're going to complain about that high heating bill, too. It's time to replace your old drafty windows, your old drafty doors. And Gaeta is here to make it easy with their big winter sales event. How much easier? 40% off. All these things. 40% every window, off every window. Every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. And they'll give you free high-performance low-E glass. Every door, every garage door, insulated entry door, 40% off. No money down to start the project. Interest-free financing up to a year. But it's a limited time, so call 877-GO-GUIDA now. They'll give you all the details on this, and they will also let you schedule a free in-home estimate, or you can go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right, what were you?
I was going to say, with the quarterback thing, right?
Yeah.
So how much do you weigh the winning as a quarterback versus the other things?
It's important.
It's not the most important thing to you.
It's not.
Because that would be the elite thing that Jalen has over. He's never going to throw further than some of these guys. He's never going to run faster than some of these guys. So his measurables are what they are. But if he wins, that's his elite quality.
Winning to me is part of it. But so it's not like I'm comparing him to guys. There are Kirk Cousins, let's say. Mm-hmm. There are quarterbacks in Tony Romo, let's say. There are quarterbacks in Philip Rivers. There are quarterbacks in the history of the NFL who have put up a lot of numbers, whose offense have been based around them, but they didn't win enough to be an elite status.
Right.
These other guys I'm talking about, they have not won Super Bowls, but they win a lot of games, and they're always there. Josh Allen's always there. Patrick Mahomes, obviously there.
Sure, yeah.
Joe Burrow, they've
won. I would put him in the elite. Yeah. They're elite quarterbacks.
Yes.
I'm just saying, why wouldn't he be in that category? Even if you don't want to put him over those guys, you're saying that there's only four guys.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, but if he wins a Super Bowl and has gone to two, none of those guys, except for Joe Burrow, have even gone to one. How many guys right now still playing in the league, other than Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, have gone to two Super Bowls?
You're right. And it is part of it. But the reason that I have those guys at a different level, and I think you would agree those guys are better too, or on some level.
Sure, yeah. They're all great quarterbacks.
Is that if I switch places with those guys, nobody wants to hear this, but if I took those guys and put them here and put Jalen and put them there,
right.
I think the Eagles are markedly better with all of those guys.
You may be right.
And I think that those teams are worse with Jalen, I think.
You may be right. And that may be because they possess different skill sets or better. Their skill set may be better than his. My only point is that you can make room for more elite quarterbacks. They don't get to hoard the room and nobody else comes in the elite quarterback room.
Somebody could get in there. Yeah, for sure.
Well, if this dude wins the Super Bowl and he's gone to two and none of the other guys have even made one or even let alone gone to two. Think about this, right? All the quarterbacks in this league, all the numbers all these guys put up. Patrick Mahomes is the only one that's gone to multiple Super Bowls with Jalen Hurts. Like, who else has gone to multiple Super Bowls? I mean, Russell has, But that's been a decade.
They're still playing?
Yeah, right? So Russell, the only one that's still playing. We know how long ago it was that he went.
Because Rodgers is the only one, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So here's the thing that it would change for me, right? Is I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I would definitely buy into the stuff he does winning wise. Yeah. And I think that stuff that become more amplified. The one thing I wanted to bring up is Big Ben.
Okay.
Because was Big Ben ever an elite quarterback? Or like how is he viewed during that time?
He was in the elite class.
He went to two Super Bowls, and he won one.
Yes.
And that's what Jalen is on the precipice of doing.
Why? Because here's why I would ask, why wouldn't, and I argue for Big Ben. Because I can appreciate Big Ben winning, even though the first Super Bowl wasn't necessarily driven by him. He solidified himself by winning another one. Yeah, you say I was young, they carried me, yada, yada, yada. Well, guess what? I went back and I won the Super Bowl. I led the team to the Super Bowl. So I had Big Ben. Why wouldn't I have Big Ben in the elite status?
So let me ask you this. You've thrown to me if Jalen goes and wins Super Bowl MVP.
And this is all assuming that he wins.
Right.
Yep.
Whatever. Let's say they win the Super Bowl and the game looks like the Rams game.
And let's say Saquon's the MVP.
Saquon's the MVP. He runs for 178 yards, blah, 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 blah. You know, Jalen doesn't turn it over, but Jalen doesn't do anything spectacular. You know,
like
that's
most
a stronger argument
year.
In your favor.
Right.
Because what you would say is that he was there, he contributed, but he wasn't the driving force. And that's why you wouldn't have him in the elite category. I still believe, because, and here's why I do agree with Nick Sirianni, and it's not just lip service. The primary job for a quarterback is to win football games. Or in other words, don't cost your team football games. Now, there are special quarterbacks that can do it with lesser talent around them and they can carry guys. My favorite quarterback, to me, was the greatest thrower of the football.
Marino.
And Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Yes. And as much as I wanted him in that elite status quarterback, look what he had to do to be there. Because the winning part matters. And when you do, now, and that's why I asked you, how much does it weigh in your decision? Because for some people, the winning matters more than the other stuff. And that's why they would have him as an elite quarterback, i.e. Troy Aikman was in the elite quarterback group in the 90s.
Now
he won multiple.
Now, if John Elway had retired before he won his two Super Bowls, I still think he would be looked at as being an elite quarterback.
Sure.
And Dan Marino, Marino was an elite quarterback as well. So I think it is part of it for sure.
That's fair.
You know, so that's where it is. But we will have how many months to debate this after the Super Bowl? Holy moly.
Well, if we don't win it, we won't be able to debate it.
Yeah, we'll have different debates.
Well, some people will.
We will have different debates. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question today is, does it potentially beating Andy Reid in the Super Bowl still matter to you? The voting has changed. 57% say yes, and 43% say no.
Ah,
so the yes has gone down.
Yes.
The yes has gone down.
Ah, people are listening.
All right. So Baldy next. We're joined by Brian Baldinger, and we're going to get two out of Baldy right before the Super Bowl. We got this one and the next one. So
we'll be down there.
Oh, we'll get to see Baldy.
Yeah, we get everybody on radio.
Well, and Baldy's at the Senior Bowl right now.
Oh,
he's doing football.
He's
football
stuff. He's all geared up.
And, dude, in New Orleans, if you want to tag along with somebody, Baldy knows how to party. Baldy knows how to party.
Give him one night.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta head home the next night.
Yeah.
Maybe have Broads do the show afterwards. So Baldy joins us next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.